Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Howdy doody, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of your beautiful Rush Hour.
Whoa,
we are global.
Whoa.
Howdy doody.
What the hell? First of all, what the hell is howdy doody? And secondly, how's your memory going?
What's happening?
Well, Bluey, we've done the opener.
You
did the opener too.
Where was I?
We've already done it.
No, you haven't.
Were sitting in here doing it.
What do you mean I was sitting here?
You're going to have to replay it.
Okay, let's go back.
Can't you remember?
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, Adelaide, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Rush Hour in this gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous city. We live in the best city in the best country in the world, and we're global, and we go, yeah, what global means, we go right around the world. The Redbacks, well, they're in turmoil. Pathetic performance again. They need a complete overhaul of that system. The grade system needs to go.
SA 4 for 368. They're flying.
What? Yesterday?
No. Yeah.
Now.
4 for 368.
I apologise, family. I got that. Yes, I got that wrong. I apologise. They survived for another week. Speaking of cricket, England right on top in the test match in India. Bowled them out for just 145. That's right, India. 145 is not enough in a test match. Go back to the nets and start practising.
Just the game's all over. India won in 2 days.
Rory Sloane will captain Adelaide for the third consecutive year after being voted in by his peers. He'll have a five-man leadership group around him. That's too many, family. Too many in the leadership group. You need a captain, a vice captain, a deputy, and that's all you need. If you can... $60,000 will pack out the MCG, which is 50% of that for the AFL season opener, Richmond v Carlton, March 18. That'll be a good one.
No,
to go.
Just 50,000 are allowed in the MCG for the opener. 50,000
of capacity. You know I'm dyslexic with numbers. I'm not even going to try and attempt Marvel Stadium. There's going to be family. There's going to be crowd there, okay? There'll be crowd at Marvel as well. Gold Coast chairman Tony Cochran, he believes the AFL expanding to 20 teams is completely realistic. Completely.
No,
what's it?
Jars. Unrealistic, he said. It's not happening for 10 or 15 years.
Unrealistic. He wants to keep it at 18. Yes, I agree. Keep it at 18, but I'd love a team in Tasmania need their own team. Listen to me. They need their own team. How many would that be? 18 plus
2. Oh, come
19 teams they should have, family. They need 19 teams in the AFL. Tiger Woods has no memory of that accident that left him with a shattered left arm. Yes, his left arm is shattered.
That's his leg, Jazz.
Right leg. His right leg is shattered. He has no memory of that accident at all. But family, it is a great pleasure. I introduce this man on my right. And look at him. Isn't he good? He's just a beautiful looking human. SA cricketing royalty. It's a good morning to you, Ben Ben.
No, I'm Bluey.
Hado.
Yeah, no, that's Bluey.
Jet Maddie. What's your... Blue. Bluey. Yeah. Bluey.
Now, Jars, good afternoon, Jars. Good afternoon, family. And can I say, Jars, that is the most polished you have been on the Rush Hour for a very, very long hour. What? We are in for a great show.
Well, I'm up and about, family. It's all happening. I've moved Riles' house today. She's moved back in. My family's back together. You are my family. I love Adelaide. What a gorgeous city. Let's go, Hodo.
Oh, sorry. What do we got on the...
Oh, yeah, get off the mic.
Coming up is... What do we got? Andy Lee.
Andy Lee. Yeah. Jarman and Sam, please.
Oh, couldn't you remember doing that?
Not that bad, surely.
Oh, no.
Jeez,
you swim out of the bus.
I'm gone.
Not that bad.
No, you're that good, Jazz. Glass half full, God. You're that good. You are that good.
When the CIC turns his back, kapow!
Well, I tell you what, that will rate very highly. Bluey, I lost him for a bit. He was on the floor during that, Jazz. He was in and off mic, but anyway.
Well, let's get underway. Let's do it. Let's go, family.
Who's on the show, Jazz?
Who's on the show?
Who's on?
This is a podcast-only extra. Boys, Andrew Jarman at the time of recording is not here. Do we know why he's not here? I don't know where he is.
No, he's moving house, I think. Riley.
He's helping Riley move house.
Oh, his daughter.
She's moving back in.
She just moved out.
Yeah, I know.
Hasn't gone according to plan, apparently.
I hope not in a bad way. No. And I don't mean that by painting her room 18 times in the space that she'd left.
I think the walls came in so close to her bed really with paint. She had to move out because she was in a single bed.
Hey, what do we do when Jars isn't here? Because I know that he's going to hear that intro and he's going to be livid.
Oh, he's not going to take that well.
No, I think he'll be
all right. You sure? He should.
He should be used to it.
He should be.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Mm. I thought you were Jars, actually.
Yeah, well, I felt like I was Jars, just with a bit more hair.
There was only one thing out of that flawless run that you missed out on. When Jars seems to get off mic and have a look and see what's coming up on the show, family. Which you pull him up all the time behind the scenes.
Actually, yeah. Normally when he stitches up, goes, right, who's on the show?
Yeah.
And we can't see the board.
Neither can he.
Oh, that's fun. This is going to be fun.
Rory Sloane has been appointed the Adelaide Crows captain for 2021, his third consecutive year, and the leadership there, Byrne.
Yes.
Are we happy with the five-man leadership? Because to be honest with you, I'm not.
I think I covered that.
I think in today's football, because they spend so much time down there, you only need a captain, vice captain, and deputy vice. Thoughts?
Nah, five's good for me. It covers all areas of the ground. Sometimes if you have a captain, a vice captain, a deputy, they might all be in the same area. They might all be midfielders, might all be forwards. I think you get a better spread. I like having a four-man leadership group with a fifth being a player that's, say, like a Doudé that's coming through, like a young guy that can relate to the young fellas. Because if you're all older guys, all above 30, you don't really know what happens to the guys 18, 19. It's a long time ago. It's 12 years ago for some of them. So I feel like it's always good to have a young representation in that leadership group, which and Doudé's in it. So they've covered that, which I like, Jars. Five's good. No more.
Yeah, I agree. Spread the load a little bit. So it's Sloane the captain, Tom Doudé, Tom Lynch, Brody Smith and Matt Crouch. So, I agree. Like, you've got to spread leadership throughout your group. So, you would think that maybe 5, 10 would resonate to Brody, 5 or 10 to Matt Crouch. And then you get your feedback directly pretty much to the captain and also to the coaches, you would have thought.
So what about one of those emerging players coming through? Why couldn't they be in the leadership group? Why is a Tom Lynch in there?
Why
is a Tom Lynch in there?
Why is he in there?
Yeah.
Well, he's been around. He knows his footy.
I get that.
It's easy to say that, but who would you throw in?
Oh, that young McPherson, the young Hamill. Young McAdam.
I just think it's too much from there. It's too much from at a young age. I'm just answering.
Yeah, okay.
I just think it's too much from it. They're only in there. They've got to work out how they're going to stay AFL footballers for a long period of time. So they're in a development stage, those 18, 19 year olds. I reckon Doudé will represent those young
fellas. So who's our next captain after Sloaney?
It's Doudé. Doudé's the captain.
Yep. Talk us through the process, Byrne. How do these things work? Is it player-driven? Would the players vote on who they think are the best leaders amongst the group?
Yep, we used to, both at Adelaide and Melbourne, have a voting system. So it'd be a 5-4-3-2-1.
Yep.
Obviously five votes is your most preferred. And the winner of those voting was always the captain, which was, it was always a standout, to be honest. It was Nathan Jones at Melbourne when I was there, and it was, I had a few captains. I had Roo, Goody,
and Nathan Van Berlo at Adelaide. But they were always real standouts in the voting. And then the others were, well, they all sort of just filed in after that. But generally, when you look at five-man leadership groups, they stand out in the voting a lot. You're sixth. It's funny. The five seems to be that magic number because when you get to the sixth and especially seventh, the votes drop right away. Mm. So it's pretty obvious who the group wants in those positions. But I read here that you know their leadership development manager, Daniel Jackson, had a big say in the way that they voted or the preferred way of voting, why you're voting. You don't just put who was there last year either, Jars, because it can change as well. Mm. So there was all criteria on the voting, and he was very clear with that. And Nixie obviously had a good say as well. So I think they've got it right.
I'm not a fan of players selecting the leadership group. I think the senior coach has that responsibility. That's just me being an old dog. I know Phil Walsh, the late great Phil Walsh, he chose his captain, vice captain, and deputy vice. He didn't rely on the playing group. But anyway, that's where it is in today's football. I get that. But for me, the coach should pick his captain, vice-captain, deputy vice.
That's a fair call. And as that voting system, it can be a little bit confronting for younger players. Because when you vote, and this is, I can only speak on behalf of the footy clubs I was at, when you vote, you basically go around the circle and you read your 5-4-3-2-1 out.
Oh, really?
So if you don't want it to be, if you don't want to be confrontational, and a lot of the young guys coming through, they just want to play a straight bat and make all the right decisions, not put the senior guys offside. That's the only thing I would like to check. I don't know what the Adelaide Football Club do,
good call.
So I'm only speaking on my time. That voting, I feel, would be better if it was
anonymous.
Don't put your name. I was going to say unanimous.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So we did the similar thing at the Redbacks, but it was an anonymous vote.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel that's a better system because, as I said, the young guys, they feel pressure. Mm. They want to be liked. They want to fit in. And if you don't vote for a Rory Sloan or a Taylor Walker. Yeah, yeah. And as a senior player, I was a part of the leadership group. And you remember the people that don't vote for you. And I don't hold grudges at all, but you just remember.
Some do, though, Bernie.
But then you know what I did? I used that to develop my leadership. Yeah, I'd go speak to them and say, why didn't you vote for me? I'm not
So what's your problem, mate?
Then I beat the shit out of him and the next year he voted for me.
Yeah, we didn't have a voting system here because we know who the top dog is here.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Missing this morning, weren't you?
Yeah, me.
Now, Bern, of course, this morning we had to get in very early, 9:30 for a very, very important meeting.
Yep.
SCA all came together.
Nice.
So SAFM, Triple M came together and we spoke about where we're going for the year and what strategies. Yeah. We're pumping up our own shows.
That we were going to be a good show for this year, which is a very important meeting to be
at. Did you guys speak?
So we did, what I was about to say. So Bernie and I got up in front of the entire organisation and said how pumped we were for this year and what we're going to offer. And and the CIC.
Mr. Leadership.
Just couldn't be bothered to turn
I did
up.
Pass in my just apologies to Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, our big boss.
That is a severe lack of leadership.
No.
He didn't mention your apology. He didn't mention your apology.
He didn't. And I spoke to our Matty O'Reilly. Much love figure here
again,
within the building.
Again, no intellect from him about your missing.
I told you to pass on my apologies.
I chose to withhold that information.
Oh, God. So no one knows while I was.
But did you want me to pass that on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. You weren't clear with that.
Because Gregory had to go and pick up his children, so he took off.
Yeah. When? Oh, yesterday.
I had a family matter, mate. If that's all right.
All right, cool.
And I apologise to everyone here, but they all know how I roll. And what was the meeting about? Can you explain?
You roll late.
I just told you. I told everyone what it was about.
Active listening. We spoke to you about this too.
And did you guys, how'd you speak to the...
We got some very good feedback, basically saying Jars didn't need Jars anyway. Yeah. So it was all good. Now, Jars.
I can't remember hearing that. But.
How are you going with your little Instagram...
Oh no!
I was going to say,
so let's just go back.
You're on Insta,
yeah. So my daughter Riley set me up. Now I can't catch up to Bern, who's got 40,000. I can catch up to you.
Yep.
Right,
what,
and that's
which is...
my goal is to knock off Greg Blewett of 6,000 Instagram followers.
In a week.
In a week. So we had the bet on
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I thought it was yesterday. Do we Wednesday?
No, it's Friday.
Trying to buy Wednesday. Day.
Thursday yeah, comes before
I
Friday.
I said within the next week, I'll have over 6,000 followers. Mm.
You're going all right.
All right. And if I don't, then you two had come up with some sort of bet, or which was?
Wear a wig for a week.
For a week.
And everywhere.
And if you're spotted without it anywhere,
then it's
another week.
Okay. Mm. Then if I do get it, then I've got something for you two boys.
Which you haven't announced.
No, no, not yet. Not yet. So right. I'm working.
Well, how are we going with it?
Blue, I don't think we have
Haydo, who is our very much loved figure here, and I've made sure he's back at Triple M.
Thank you.
484 followers.
No, not 4,000.
483.
Oh, 484.
But that's an improvement. That's
well, it's getting up that's towards... actually a lot of likes in a very short amount
that's
of time.
That's how I roll.
Oh,
hey,
he's not on track. On,
well, you did post a photo of me and Bluey, so that would have helped.
Oh, jeez. So, I've been wig shopping already.
Yeah.
They're coming
very confident.
No, I've got to face my Williston players next Monday and Wednesday.
I forgot about that.
No, they see a different Jars when I rock up
You've
into the car park at Williston.
Troll.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
As well. How are you going to go coaching?
Splash that out there in the world.
How are you going to go coaching in that?
Well, it's going to be
weird. It's going to be hot.
To wear a bucket hat.
They'll think you're real serious.
I'll have to wear a ponytail.
Imagine giving a player a spray with that on.
Yeah, all right.
And it flies off.
So, hey, don't urge the family out there, because they're right behind me.
Okay, follow Jars. It's his personal Instagram account, jarmans.jam.
Yes.
You can tell because he's got a picture of the Rush Hour on there in case you didn't know who it was. And you'll get such lit content like
what
it's coming.
What do they get? There's what do they picture. Get again? What are they, what
a Google Map.
A Google Home Mini. Yes, they do. let's see. There's a picture of Bernie, Bluey and Jars there.
Yes,
there's a picture of Jars, Bluey and Tommy Rockcliffe. There's Jars at a wedding. Could have dressed up for it. Oh, that's it. There's only three on there. So jarmans.jam.
Come on, family.
And get on it, ladies and gentlemen. Someone will win that Google Home Mini.
Now, this man is one half of comedy duo Hamish and Andy. Yeah. Well, we've got Andy Lee on the phone, and he's the new host of The Cube, which is on Channel 10 Wednesday. It was on 7:30. Andy Lee, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, guys. Bit generous for offering me half of
what
comedy.
What percentage would you give us?
A third. Probably a third, you know.
Now you're being generous.
Yeah, Hamish does the heavy lifting. That's okay.
Hey, The Cube, tell us a bit about it. It was on Wednesday night.
Yeah, good fun. For those who missed it, essentially The Cube is just a series of memory games and skill games inside a giant cube for your chance to win $250,000. But there's no safe zone, so you have to risk all your money every time you play a new game. The team on Wednesday night, they got to the $100,000 game and contemplated it, but they didn't have the guts. And I had all my sportsmen mates, and I reckon you guys have been the same, going, what a bunch of pussies, because you sportsmen are all very comfortable in your own skin and like taking a gamble.
Yeah, very comfortable in our own skins, don't worry about that. Hey, where did you first see this show? Because I believe it was over in China when it was when you first saw it, was it?
Yep. Hamish and I were in China filming Gap Year, Southeast Asia. And look, we went to get a foot massage after a long day of shooting. And they had a big screen. Their chairs are this big screen. And the Chinese version of this show came on. And we were hooked.
Yep.
We started betting Chinese one as to whether the contestants would get through the next game. So that was back-to-back shows. We ended up staying for 2 hours as they bought us more and more watermelon. I don't know why. But, and we had belly aches. We left. We had the most relaxed feet in the business at the end of it. But I figured that if I can enjoy the show and not even understand what they were saying, hopefully I upped it for people by speaking in English and adding a couple of jokes.
Andy, you play a bit of sport back in your day. They tell me you're a bit of a scared outside midfielder as a youngster coming up through the ranks. Will The Cube have any sporting involvement?
Look, the thing about it is it's a show about composure than it is about the game. Sports... I suppose it comes back to kicking for goal in AFL. Everyone seems like they can do it with ease of practice, but can you do it when the cameras are on you and the stakes are high? And That's where we've seen some people crumble.
There we have.
Whack! Prelim,
Jazz.
Prelim from the Gold Square.
Yeah. He's talking about my brother, Darren.
Well, he did it on the big stage, didn't crumble.
Yeah. Darren stood right up.
Hey, talking of footy.
In fact, I've got a story about Daz, actually, Jazz.
Oh, hello. Darren Jarwin, yes.
I'll try and keep it quick, but at grand final day, I get a phone call from Carlton United Brewery saying, can you quickly come over, because I live right next to the MCG. Someone's pulled out of a sports panel appearance. Can you come over and quickly do it? We'll throw you some money. I was like, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
So I had already had a few tins, and I got in the bike and I rode up to the MCG. And on the panel was Darren.
Yes. Yes.
And I hadn't seen him since his playing days.
Right.
I didn't recognise him. Just a couple of kegs. Anyway, He's sitting to me halfway through the panel sessions. They're asking someone else a question. Can't remember who else was on the panel with us. But he's turned to me and gone, did you take the money or the beer? And I went, what are you talking about? He goes, did you take the money or the beer? I said, I took the money. He's like, idiot. It was worth more in beer.
Of course he did. How's he going to get that on the plane?
That's heavy.
He would have drank it all in Melbourne.
Yeah, he would have.
Well done.
Your beloved Carlton,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, well.
They've recruited well again. They'll
finish bottom three
no,
again.
No, they won't. No, they've recruited well. They got Williams from GWS. I don't know what he's going to do.
Did you say bottom three again? We just finished outside the eight this time. What are you talking about?
How are they going to go, Andy?
Look, obviously they'll take the flag. It's the start of a five-peat. And more realistically, I think we're in the top half of that bottom eight, probably seventh or eighth. I think you're not meant to say the finals were, but if they don't make finals, I'll be disappointed. And I'm pretty lenient Carlton supporter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, like you mentioned, Zach Williams, Adam Saad across halfback, big Harry Mackay, fit and raring to go. I think they're going to be a pretty good unit this time around.
Hey, now, Andy, you love your cricket as well. The Stars, seventh. Seventh out of eight.
Second of
I know. Second it hurts a bit.
Yeah.
Mm. I spent a fair bit of... I kind of had two loves this time around. I've always been most passionate about the Stars, but I spent a bit of quarantine time with Dan Christian because he couldn't leave for England.
Mm.
And so to see him go and play for the Sixers, I quickly jumped on that bandwagon and pretended that I was very continuing off.
Nice.
But I mean, how's this for a 36-year-old cricketer? He's got his biggest payback ever in his 36th year for the IPL. And it just makes me think that a few of you blokes hung up the boots too early.
Yeah,
36 is where it comes under roof.
Good point. $850,000 I reckon he got
for 6 weeks.
Mm. Yep.
Not bad money, is it? You talk about doing it tough as a Carlton supporter. What about your mate Hamish? Melbourne supporter. How's he mentally? Because they're known to let you down.
Well, mate, you know exactly how it is. He's moved to Sydney. He's actually fled the city.
He's got out of there.
Exactly. There's only so much a Melbourne supporter can take. And even just being in this city reminded him of the demons. So he had to move.
Oh,
he'll say it's for his wife and getting closer to her family and stuff. It's not true. He just wanted to get away.
Melbourne should merge with someone, Vern.
Carlton.
No.
They can bear it for the same team.
Hey, Andy, thanks for your time on the Rush Hour, mate.
Well done.
Hey, boys, speaking of shows, I need to have a chat to, I'm not going to say who it is, but I want you to be very, very honest with me.
Oh.
Someone on this panel hasn't passed on some information that I have been passed today.
Yeah.
And I need someone, anyone at all here, to put their hand up and just let me know if, you know, being on a TV show rings any bells that you haven't been honest with us. What are our pillars, Jazz?
Honesty, respect and passion.
Well, if they follow them, honesty. The man should put his hand up right now. I'm looking all around the room. Anyone at all?
Our producer, Jared. Jared, no.
No.
I wish.
Sorry, what?
Jake.
No.
What's the question? Anyone been approached for a TV show?
To be in one of those reality shows that no one watches.
You know. Yeah, I'll put my hand up.
Okay.
So what?
Now.
What have you heard, Bert?
Just explain yourself.
Well, what have you heard?
I'll let him explain and then I'll give my version.
Well, I've worked for 3 years for Channel 7 doing the cricket commentary.
Right.
Cut the crap. Get straight to it.
That's my association
with Channel 7.
I used to play footy with Adelaide as well.
And I was,
Do you want to give us our background?
You know,
Charles, you give some background.
A chiseled 80s type footballer. Yeah.
True. We need
been approached to be on anything,
yes.
Charles?
And yes. I said
what?
No.
What?
Because I don't want to embarrass myself.
What? The tip top ad? You said yes to that one. Tip top ad.
I was approached to be on Neighbours.
Oh, rubbish! What, to replace Bouncer?
Shut up!
What did you say then? Right, that's your last gig. Now,
what are we going to be?
Let's focus back on old cricket lips.
A few years ago, I was approached to be on the Full Monty.
Oh, there you go.
No.
So how did what happened? Did you get a phone call? Did you have a discussion with your manager?
I had a direct approach by Channel 7 in person to be on the Full Monty.
The first one? The first ever one that came out?
It was the first, or it might have been the second one.
Okay.
Might have been the second year.
So then what happened?
Well, I couldn't do it.
Oh, why?
It was filmed over a two-week period. And I was coaching with the Redbacks, and I couldn't do it.
Not sure why you're doing that either.
The next question.
Probably my rig was too good for the other people that was on.
Would you have done it? Yes or no?
Well, I also asked how much money it was. Probably wasn't in the ballpark.
This information I've got here is he demanded
a fee.
More money.
Yeah.
Like more than anyone on there. Yeah. There was some global. You talk global.
Wayne Carey was on it last.
Global stars. Yeah. He wanted double what Carey wanted.
Yeah.
But the real reason, the underlying reason, and the reason he didn't go on there was nothing to do with the Redbacks. Just wasn't quite happy with what he was packing down.
Oh, is that right? Listen, old Larry Long John over here.
Find his little turtle.
The quarter Monty.
Oh, no. Well,
maybe you should ask Catherine, mate. She's more than happy.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, my goodness me. Next time, and that's a message to you, young man, also.
Don't point at me.
Okay. Make sure you're honest with all of us. If you get approached.
That was 3 years ago, table. You muppet.
On the
I've
table.
I've come on board this year.
On the table.
He just muppeted you.
Yeah. That's the best word I could come up with.
Yeah.
For this time slot.
That's brilliant, old turtle.
Howdy doody.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's fantastic.
I thought yesterday's was outstanding. The
no,
words.
No, it was.
The words.
And
he
had to lift.
All right. So
what do you mean I had to lift?
I had to. You were away for a week and a half, you know, and it just went to another level.
You know why I had to lift? Because you dragged it back down you idiot.
Nah, you had to.
Well, if it works so well,
something.
I'm going to go back to the. Well,
before we wrap up for Friday, it's been a good week. It's good to have you back. Now, don't forget tomorrow on Dead Set Legends, we'll cover all the trial games tomorrow, Port Adelaide and the Crows down at Alberton. Mm. So squads are out.
Yes, they are.
Talk cricket. So big show on the DSL tomorrow, have we, Jared?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Let's go, young. And I'm still getting over the opener of the show. I'm still trying to process.
Well, we might play that again tomorrow.
I'm still trying to get that, understand how that come about.
I might do the opener tomorrow,
I don't
too,
think so, mate.
Yeah, they're calling for it out there.
No, they're not.
Family love
legends.
What have you got today,
the rush hour.
Good old
That's right. My English coming out.
Okay, I'm going to throw a few words at you again, boys.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not again.
And you're going to come up with some stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a bit of a clue with this one, so you're in the ballpark.
Okay.
So, since Monday week ago, so remember what happened Monday week ago, I've been experiencing a bit of this, and it's called vagitis. What are you writing? What's he writing down? Are you doing tomorrow's show already?
No.
Are you doing?
I just wrote down.
What's
written? Vagitis.
This is dangerous.
Is it a Vegemite?
This is dangerous.
It's either Vegemite or it's not. A Vegemite.
So what is it, please?
Well, are you going to have a go?
No. I'm not going there, sister.
It's the cry of a newborn baby.
Oh,
Monday week ago.
How good's that?
Yeah,
Come on.
I knew it had something to do with babies.
Well, where did your mind go when I said vagitis?
Yeah, well, I know where it went.
Something that starts with vag?
Well.
Oh, you can't say that.
You can't say that on air.
Something that. Did we just get dumped?
Yeah, we did.
Hang on.
I
can guarantee you that is a podcast only.
He's still trying to destroy this.
He is.
He's bad as dicks.
I need to keep him out of this.
All right, good boy though, mate. Well done. Like that one. What's the next one?
So, quick, we've got to wrap take it up. Your mind to a fork. Don't tell me to be quick or I'll take longer. Okay. The prongs on a fork.
Ooh.
What are they called? They're also called something that's on a farm implement.
Oh.
In particular, an air seeder. Which go into the ground. The things that go into the ground.
It's a skewer.
Yeah.
Close. Not really that close, actually.
It's on a tractor.
Oh, good one, Jars.
That was the clue, you idiot.
You're just repeating what Bernie's saying.
I gave you a clue and you repeated it. Shut him off as well. I'll do this myself.
What is it? They're tines. They're called tines.
Oh, of course
the
they are.
On a
How
fork.
Do you spell tines?
T-I-N-E-S.
Yeah, good boy.
How do you spell it?
Exactly. Right.
He's got it with a Y.
And this is a feeling you get. Feeling in the water.
Okay, yeah, here we go. These. Arousement.
Dump him. Dump him.
That's out as well.
No, it's not.
What? The vagitus is arousing. The womble. It's called a womble, this, and it's a feeling you get. Something that happens to you.
When you get nervous.
It's in that region.
Oh,
over to you, Blue.
Over to you.
Well,
in fact, you're slightly right. I'm going to give you nothing.
it's a form of anxiety.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Hado. I think they could both be right here. It's the rumbling of the stomach. Which you get with
there
both feelings.
There you go.
Yeah, you got one.
Thank you.
Well, Bluey, you sort of got one, Jazz.
I got it. No, I said I'll give you. I'll see you tomorrow morning, lads. All right, don't be late.
Well, you don't.
And you got Stansbury cricket tomorrow
I'll
too.
I'll do the opener again.
No, you're not late in the opener.
Make sure you shave tomorrow too, Jazz.
I'm shaving. Oh, turtle lips.